Clarkie, a man of the match performance, a good weekend for you personally and a good weekend for the Sheffield Steelers. How much did you enjoy this evening?
It was good. It's bittersweet because we lost a few guys to injury. So to get the win is good, but to see those guys go down hurts. Obviously, personally, I got the tail end of some good plays from other people, and that's always nice. But to get the two wins and stay on top shorthanded was good.
But to start the season scoring as well and really taking up where you left off last season, that must be a good feeling.
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt, that's for sure. You don't want to go two or three games without getting a goal here, because then you start gripping the stick a little tight. But from the beginning there, I got the two best wingers who are centerman and winger in the league, so eventually I'm going to get a couple rebounds, so it's not too bad.
It's all right, isn't it? It's good responsibility for you as well to be playing on that top line and getting a lot of power play opportunity too.
Yeah, that's huge. It's a huge favor of Finner to put me on that power play. And just even regular strength to make sure those guys don't get hit, cheap shotted, and I'll get points just hanging around them.
Do you feel a little bit that that's an opportunity right now for you to prove that you can do that job, and it's an opportunity for you to, I suppose, keep it for the remainder?
I think so. I think it's a challenge, really. To start there was a huge benefit, and I was given some responsibility. And as long as those two guys stay healthy, I've done my job, and the rest is bonus, really.
And what about the makeup of this team? How much has it changed in your mind from last year?
They've done a good job bringing guys back. Stevenson's been huge. Obviously, you can't replace Steve Munn, but he's as close as you can to doing that. He's a character guy, plays hard. And, the forwards they brought in, Cole King's a big man, big presence, and I think that helps other guys running around a lot. I think this year guys aren't going to take any liberties on us, which is good.
Good for you to have a bit of help in that department, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. I proved that I could take a punch last year, and hopefully I don't have to do that too many times this year. But it's, like you say, to have that big body out there, and you can score goals. I think he's scored every game so far. So, he's a talented player and a big body.
What about Hull? There's plenty of team toughness from both sides tonight. I mean, they're chippy, aren't they?
Yeah, they've always been good. Last year they beat a lot of top teams. They beat us. And, you got to be wary of it every time coming in here, even when they come on the road. They'll be, middle of the pack, maybe top end of the pack by the end of it. They work hard.
To start the season as you have, you've got three back-to-back victories now in a row, and things seem to have come together nicely. Does that give you more confidence within the coach and what he's trying to do?
I think winning always gives you confidence. I think we know that we're behind the eight ball a little bit now with injuries and with the short bench, but we got some pivotal points in Belfast on the road. It's a tough place to get points, and even tonight being shorthanded to get points in this building is not easy. So I think we've proven we have some character, and we've got to keep that going the whole time.
And do you feel it's going to be a big difference for you this year, having gone through the adjustment period of being a student and being a hockey player at the same time? Is it easier year two, do you think?
I hope so, because my marks weren't great in the first semester. But I think right now I don't have class, so I think I can dedicate more time to working out and hockey. And then in the next couple of weeks when school takes over, it's you got to really make sure you manage your time well.
And what about the Steelers going forward? Can you do what you did last year and repeat that title success? Is that the aim?
Yeah, it's the aim. I think if you came in here with any other attitude, you wouldn't last very long. The fans expect to win, and we expect to win, and we obviously put in good enough effort to win so far every game, and we're going to keep that effort up all season. And I don't think finishing second is anywhere in our radar. We obviously want to go after number one.
Are you good enough to do that as a group, do you think?
I think we are. I think there's talent in that room. Obviously, we've got to do a lot better than we have so far, but it's early in the season. It's a growing period. If we stop here and rest on our laurels, we won't win, but if we keep developing and being dynamic, we'll be all right.